This is Florida Frontiers. There are only a few Rosenwald schools left in Florida. One of them is in Okahumpka. Holly Baker has more.
The Florida Trust for Historic Preservation recently announced 2021's 11 to Save list of the most threatened historic properties and resources across Florida. The Okahumpka Rosenwald School in Lake County is on the 2021 11 to Save list. Completed in 1930, the school was constructed for the children of Okahumpka, a black community of mostly citrus workers, watermelon farmers, and turpentine laborers. The Rosenwald Fund, established by philanthropist Julius Rosenwald and African-American educator Booker T. Washington, built more than 5,000 schools for black children across the South between 1913 and 1932. Chip D'Amico is a board member and volunteer fundraising chairman for the Okahumpka Community Club, which owns the Rosenwald School in Okahumpka. The Okahumpka Community Club is working to raise funds to restore the property to serve as a community center.
When I first got involved, the club was talking about tearing this building down. I sat in the audience and wondered what they were talking about because I was new to the area. And after I found out, I decided to go check it out. So I asked permission to check it out. And the next meeting, I remember going back and they were starting to continue their conversation about, you know, they wanted a nice place to congregate, to meet as a community and grow the community together. And I raised my hand and I said, you know, there's nothing wrong with that building. You really shouldn't tear it down. And I believe that for you to get a new community center in this community, it would be because of this building. Because I had done the research on it and learned about Julius Rosenwald and learned about the history and what's taking place in this community or in this nation as a whole, with the Black Rights Movement and all of that, I think it's very important that this building didn't get torn down.
The Okahumpka Rosenwald School was one of 120 Rosenwald schools built in Florida. Today, it's among the few surviving structures built by the Rosenwald Fund. Lack of resources, demolition, and neglect threaten many of the remaining Rosenwald schools. Chip D'Amico and other preservation advocates hope that the former school building can be brought back to life as the Okahumpka Community Center.
Our plans are complete restoration of the old school. We want to use it to honor Julius Rosenwald with photographs, whatever we can get to display about the story of the Rosenwald School. I do have old documents that I went through, not much, but old documents from the school board minutes from back in 1929 and 1930 about the building of it, things like that, to show the history of the school. That's what we want to do with the school building itself. We want to make it back to the original as best we can. We want to add a new community center / meeting place. We'd rather not have to have everybody congregate and meet in a newly restored historic structure. So we want a place where we can have gatherings and meetings attached to the building on the backside of it. We're hoping we'll be able to use it as an emergency shelter for storms and cold weather when it hits. It would be a good place to have an emergency shelter, so we'd like to equip it as such.
In the future, the Okahumpka Community Center will include a space to honor civil rights pioneer and attorney Virgil Hawkins, who was born in Okahumpka in 1906. Virgil Hawkins, an African-American man, was denied admission to the University of Florida Law School in 1949 due to the color of his skin. After applying to the Florida Supreme Court under the Equal Protection Clause, Hawkins withdrew his application to the University of Florida in exchange for a Florida Supreme Court order desegregating UF's graduate and professional schools, empowering other African Americans to attend the University of Florida. Chip D'Amico.
We also want to honor Virgil Hawkins. Because Virgil Hawkins was born and raised right here, right behind where the school sits, basically. He attended school on the same site. And his parents actually donated a half acre of land to the school when it was under consideration for a Rosenwald property. But we want to honor him and his history and what he did for segregation in the University of Florida.
To help the Okahumpka Community Club fulfill their mission to restore the Okahumpka Rosenwald School and turn it into a community center, visit okahumpka.org. To learn more about the Florida Trust for Historic Preservation and the 11 to Save list, go to floridatrust.org. For Florida Frontiers, I'm Holly Baker, Public History Coordinator for the Florida Historical Society and archivist at the Library of Florida History in Cocoa.